Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
So we do have the latest from Montgomery County. So the situation has not gotten better as officials in Montgomery County, PA, thought it was much better than it was last night. So we have that fire situation and evacuations are back. So these are officials in Montgomery County. They're continuing to monitor the air as well as water quality. This is Abington Township. Firefighters are still on the scene of that huge industrial building fire that we've been talking about, SPS Technologies, there on Highland Avenue. And so the fire broke out, and we told you this yesterday, broke out actually late Monday. And then we had a press conference yesterday morning from Abington Township, a friend to the Kale and Company show here, Police Chief Patrick Malloy. He gave a news conference, updated everybody, said the fire escalated to four alarms early yesterday morning with some 70 fire companies, including mostly volunteers, responding to the building over the course of the night. So Abington officials, then we got another update throughout the day and then one last night where they said the scene of the fire is still active and those first responders are working around the clock to ensure, quote, public safety. So what does that mean? All the schools, Abington Township, Jenkintown, that area. I know the UPenn canceled classes last night. I don't know what's going to happen today. UPenn, Abington, as well as Manor College. So this situation is, unfortunately, it looks like these schools, everything shut down, and everybody within about a half mile radius is asked to shelter in place and or evacuate, depending on where you are. The concern here, this is an industrial complex, and I was looking it up. They're actually a Lockheed Martin. This is a government subcontractor.
Oh.
So, then I realized I pass by there all the time. And I think one of the buildings actually says Lockheed Martin, but it's a subcontractor. So the deal is that what they make, you know, obviously could turn toxic when you're thinking about this huge fire explosions report. I mean, people were saying their homes were rocked by these explosions.
They could feel, I mean, legitimately.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they have the ATF now joining, by the way. They've got the Department of Environmental Protection, the DEP. So they have a lot of different officials there investigating what exactly is going on. But even into the night, that black smoke, you could still see it billowing out of the at least one of the main buildings there. It's a huge complex.
I wonder if Lee Zeldin has issued a statement from the EPA.
Well, that's a good. I mean, I would imagine that they're reporting, you know, because it's not only to the state, but as well mm-hmm. to the feds. Maybe yep. they'll need some federal support, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And then when you think about it, there are other neighborhoods in Philadelphia impacted, like Fox Chase, downwind of the fire.
Right.
So now the city of Philadelphia, Department of Public Health, multiple city agencies as well have been assessing air quality, the potential for any threat. And then the potential for, you know, any water runoff, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So hazmat crews remain on the scene. So Cheltenham School District, Jenkintown School District, Abington School District, private and parochial, everything is shut down today because of the fire. And like I say, many of those evacuations have been going on. This warehouse, 560,000 square foot facility. And like I say, it's a supplier for aerospace fasteners, among other things. So we'll continue. I know that some of them, like UPenn, Penn State, I should say, PSU, they might do some virtual. So obviously you want to check if that's you. But we'll continue to follow this. We might get another news conference early this morning. So I'll just keep you posted on that one.
Is this going to impact your child?
So
you have a kid at PSU, right?
Yeah. So that yesterday they canceled classes. You couldn't even get near the area.
Wow.
And then a lot of your professors live in the area.
Sure.
So they've been evacuated.
Wow.
Or they did not have cellular service.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if the cellular service was shut down, maybe because of the high winds as well.
Right.
So what a mess. The blessing here, 60 employees were inside that building when this fire broke out. Chief Malloy saying, by the grace of God, everybody did evacuate. No injuries reported.
All right, that's good.
So thank God for that one. Let's update you on this murder mystery of a beloved couple from Delaware County, Pennsylvania. So this is an update. And we've actually, Nick, I realize we've been talking about this story for a couple of years now. Because this case now, first of all, a married couple many years And apparently their own adult daughter is a suspect in this killing. But Maryland State Police, as well as Pennsylvania authorities, as well as the feds and authorities from across the country, are linking up what's going on here between not just the murder in our area, but murders of as many as six people across the nation. Who may be responsible? Well, the focus is on this transgender, vegan, anti-artificial intelligence murder cult. That's what they call themselves.
Transgender,
that's
anti.
A mouthful. Transgender, vegan, anti-artificial intelligence murder cult. These are the Zizians.
You know, it's always the vegans, isn't it?
So they are the suspects in the string of homicides nationally, including locally in the suburbs here.
So transgender people on the attack as opposed to being attacked. That runs counter to everything I've ever been told by the media.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This is, I should have sent Phil Almquist some of the pictures, the mugshots of these individuals. But the key one is this Jack Ziz Lasota, who's 34. And then locally, she's from Delaware County. This is Michelle Zajko. She's 32 years old. So they had that court appearance here in Pennsylvania yesterday, and they're being held. They're being denied bail.
Okay. Now, Ziz and Zaz, is that are those real names or are those pronouns thrown into their name?
So Jack Ziz Lasota, who is born male, if you look at the mugshot, looks, and this person goes with female pronouns and has long hair, but biological male.
And doesn't eat meat.
Doesn't eat meat.
Prefers carrot sticks.
Yes.
So when we say this thing is a cult, like, we're not lying because it actually is a cult.
Yeah, that's what the authorities are saying, that it's again, transgender, vegan, anti-artificial intelligence murder cult.
Okay.
That's how they're describing it.
Yeah.
In court and the whole shebang.
You can create any group you want in this lifetime.
So there we go. So they're coordinating with federal law enforcement partners.
You know, I'm glad to see cults make a comeback.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, we haven't had a good cult since, what's his name, Koresh, you know, that whole thing that happened in the early 90s. You know, we had the Manson cult in the 60s. It's time for a good cult.
Yeah.
You know,
we need to make cults great again.
Thank you.
So they're Lasota, by the way, a lot of these folks, big surprise, are from the Bay Area. They're from the West Coast, California area. So many in the Zizians cult had previously worked at NASA and Google.
Oh, so they're space cadets as well.
Yeah, there you go. So their defense attorney, who's also an alleged cult member, had described them as brilliant individuals, brilliant and misunderstood.
Okay.
But this all comes down to a firearm and who bought the firearm, and it looks like ballistics match between the murder of a Border Patrol agent, David Mayland, right near the Canadian border, January 20th, and that connection was made with our local Delaware County couple, Mr. and Mrs. Zajko, that we've been talking about.
Okay. I'm actually told that the transgender, vegan, anti-AI cult will face off against Penn State in the 2026 Cult Bowl. Penn State's actually a 4.5-point favorite.
Well, now you know where to put your money.
Right.
We also have new details about a Pennsylvania man under arrest accused of making vile videos of child sexual abuse. This is the Bucks County District Attorney Jennifer Shorn holding a news conference, actually making national news, speaking out, saying parents need to be aware of predators like this guy. And she's encouraging, if there are more victims out there and they fear there are, to please come forward. They identified 60-year-old Mark Wills of Humeville. He was tracked down by U.S. Marshals Service in West Virginia, arrested for manufacturing and disseminating child sex abuse material, CSAM. So the authorities no longer call this child porn. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
Oh, no?
They don't, because they don't want to associate. All the experts are saying, don't call it porn. It's not adult. It's child.
Wow.
It's CSAM. CSAM, which is child sex abuse material.
Oh.
That's better. I agree. I actually agree with this, that I think that calling it child porn, it's still gross and just horrendous, but it does kind of soften it a little bit, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Like they should call this abuse videos.
Did you guys watch To Catch a Predator with Chris Hansen back in the day?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Dawn, you would have been, because you see pedophiles around every corner.
She does.
You would have been great on that show. You and Hansen catching people. sitting down at the table, asking them why they pursued this child.
Yeah, they'd be dead with a shovel.
Yeah. Like, let Hanson do the interviewing. You just carry the shovel.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
So, Jen Shorn, like I say, this thing made national news as they've been trying to catch this guy. They identified him and said that they want to make sure that there aren't individuals out there preying upon our children. Did confirm then last night that this guy he's being extradited back here to Pennsylvania to face the charges. So 4 victims ID'd so far, not located here in Pennsylvania, though. One lives in Canada, and they're not saying where the others live. So I don't have all of the information on it. I suspect once he's extradited, that's when we'll learn more. So they want you to call the Bucks County detectives if you have more information, or for those victims, if there are other victims, to come forward. So we've got that one going on. That number, 215-348-6354. And I'll just end it there because I've gone way over. But I will say that the ship, as we've been talking about, the big ship finally leaving Philadelphia.
Yeah.
This is, my goodness, I think it's going to leave today, but we do have a lot of weather to deal with. So we're watching that one very carefully. And we do have to get to the commissioners in Montgomery County yesterday, holding their first year in the office of the state of Montgomery County, and what's going on, where the money is going. I know Nikhil will be interested in that one.
Well, it's not going to 202 in the potholes.
No. Nope.
Which I can tell you.
No, they seem to be, this is 2 Democrats, 1 Republican. They seem to be doubling down on especially a very expensive behavioral health center, a commission for the LGBTQIA affairs.
Oh, great.
Yeah, a lot of money going there, so we'll see how that goes over, my friend.
Not fixing roads, but okay.
No, sir.
Cool.
We are sponsored by the Philadelphia Flower Show. Experience worlds of possibility from the ground up at the Philadelphia Flower Show. Gardens of Tomorrow, March 1st through the 9th, Pennsylvania Convention Center. See imaginative designs, innovative ideas, endless inspiration. Get your ticket to the future today at phsonline.org. Thank you, Philadelphia Flower Show. Nice to mention flowers in the forecast, although with this frigid weather and then some snow moving in tonight, about a dusting and early overnight. No flowers except when we talk about it at the flower show. Kill and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Still ahead this morning, Tony Bruno at 7:45 for the cut sheet. But when we come back, the big take with the Doge days of winter. Stay right there. It's Kale and Company live on a Wednesday morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Midweek, big take.
The big take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by the great folks at Piazza Auto Group, the Doge days of winter. You know, the winter is a great time to trim the fat, get in shape, and hit the ground running when the weather gets better. The same thing is happening with our federal government. The Department of Government Efficiency under the Trump administration, at the behest of the wishes of 78 million American voters, are getting exactly what they voted for, and then some. And we're just getting warmed up. In less than a month, Doge has already delivered massive results, along with massive mainstream media and Democrat hysteria. You can call it a double whammy victory. And according to reports yesterday, Doge has found $55 billion in savings through a combination of efforts, including a reduction in the federal workforce. The Hill wrote the following yesterday, quote, in a post on the Doge website, it says it has estimated $55 billion in savings by canceling or renegotiating leases and contracts, selling assets, canceling grants, finding regulatory savings, making programmatic changes to the government, and reducing the workforce. In just under 4 weeks, $55 billion in fat. But it doesn't stop with just that, as we just outlined. How about this Social Security shocker? Listen and watch.
There was an Inspector General audit last year that showed over an 8-year period, the Social Security Administration made almost $72 billion in improper payments, a little less than 1% of payments in that time period. Now, the report also says that most of these improper payments were overpayments, not payments to deceased people or people who didn't qualify to receive these payments. At the same time, Jose, this effort by Doge is to go through this agency like every other and try to weed out waste and fraud.
Yeah, I mean, and also $72 billion, and that's without a comprehensive search. I mean, that's significant.
Yeah, I'd say it's significant. Our government is as financially responsible with billions of dollars as my 10-year-old daughters are with cash in their wallet. And it took Elon Musk all of 4 weeks to expose it. Surprisingly, though, it took Elon Musk until September of 2024 to truly comprehend TDS. Listen and watch this.
I would think liberals would love the fact that you have the biggest electric vehicle company in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be adored by the left, you know. Yeah,
not anymore.
Less so these days.
He killed that, huh?
I mean, less so.
I really didn't.
Well, I mean, this whole sort of, like, you know, they call it like Trump derangement syndrome. Yeah. And I don't, you know, you don't realize how real this is until, like, it's, you can't reason with people. So, like, I was at a friend's birthday party in LA, just a birthday dinner, and it was like a nice, quiet dinner, and everyone was behaving normally. And then I happened to mention, this is before the election, like a month or two before, I happened to mention the president's name. And it was like they got shot with a dart in the jugular that contained, like, methamphetamine and rabies, okay? And they're like, wah! And I'm like, what is wrong? Guys, like, you just can't have, like, a normal conversation. Yeah. And it's like, it's like they become completely irrational.
More with Trump, Elon, and Hannity coming up in the cut sheet at 7:45. But the Democrats have an agenda here. Sure, they are completely entrenched in their double-down efforts on their failed agenda of the last 5 years. But there's more in play here, because there always is. They'd love nothing more than to have Trump and Musk have a falling out, right? Trump and Musk talked about that with Hannity last night. And here's a quote. Quote, they want to get us divorced. They want a divorce. Hannity said during the joint interview with Trump and Musk, they want you to start hating each other. Trump replied saying, oh, I see it all the time. They tried it, then they stopped. They have many different things. Hatred. Trump agreed. End quote. But the timeline of targets would seem to verify these claims. For many years, close to a decade, it was Trump. Then Elon Musk jumps aboard, and as soon as Doge gets down to business, Elon Musk, the new boogeyman. Now it's the combination of Trump and Musk. And also, this story flew under the radar with Monday being a holiday, but headline, quote, White House says Elon Musk is not a part of Doge. That is from Politico, which wrote the following. The White House said Monday that Elon Musk is technically not part of the Department of Government Efficiency, even though the tech billionaire is said to be leading its sweeping cost-cutting efforts. Musk is an employee of the, quote, White House office and serves as senior advisor to the president, according to a court filing from Joshua Fisher, director of the White House Office of Administration. But Trump has said many times that Elon Musk basically is Doge. Remember, it was supposed to be him, Vivek Ramaswamy, and a handful of other young brainiacs. I doubt that claim works, but not bad in an effort to attempt to troll the media with that tidbit. But the bigger question is this. Why are Democrats so outraged? Why is the media having more TDS meltdowns? Remember, they were not opposed to any of this when Bill Clinton was in office. They were not opposed to this when Barack Obama was in office. And they were not opposed to this with Joe Biden. And we have the receipts. Listen and watch.
The American people are entitled to transparency.
We can't sustain a system that bleeds billions of taxpayer dollars on programs that have outlived their usefulness or exist solely because of the power of politicians, lobbyists, or interest groups.
They're entitled to be able to figure out where their dollars are going, and they're entitled to accountability to make sure that we're using the dollars for what we said it was for.
We are going to go through our federal budget, as I promised during the campaign, page by page, line by line, eliminating those programs we don't need, and insisting that those that we do need operate in a sensible, cost-effective way.
What should be easy is getting rid of the pointless waste and stupid spending that doesn't benefit anybody.
We hope to be instilling an entire new culture that not only our administration, but every succeeding administration will in fact pursue.
Well, Joe, you got your wish. Newsflash, big guy. The succeeding administration is doing exactly what you just hoped would happen. So why is Chuck Schumer livid? Why is Liz Warren ranting and raving? It's hypocrisy personified. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt calling out the hypocrisy and double standard. Listen and watch.
If you just watched that video, but shut your eyes and listen to the words from those Democrat politicians, you would think you are listening to President Trump, Elon Musk, and our entire administration, who are saying the exact same things that Democrat politicians promised the American people they would do for decades. President Trump is just the first president in our lifetimes to actually do it. And now you see the Democrat Party and the mainstream media spiraling out of control about a very simple promise. Rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse from our federal bureaucracy. This is a promise President Trump campaigned on. He is now delivering on it. And I've been fighting fake news reporters all day long here in the Washington, D.C. swamp who are trying to fearmonger the American people into believing that this administration is going after their hard-earned tax dollars and their hard-earned Social Security checks.
The crazy part about all of this is that Doge can probably trim off even more. Kevin O'Leary telling CNN last night, quote, "I think the issue is they're not whacking enough. You go in there and you cut 20% more than you initially need. Always cut deeper when there's fat and waste." And this is precisely the method Javier Milei used in Argentina to reduce inflation by 25% in just one calendar year. You attack the economy from this angle, as well as from an energy perspective, and Americans should be better off financially in 9 to 12 months. So do we get this money back? Does this $55 billion go back to the taxpayers that have added to this? That question was asked and answered on Fox News with Harris, Faulkner, and Kennedy. Listen and watch this.
This is from a viewer who reached out to me. She's in Cape Coral, Florida. And she says, "Harris, could the government give all the taxpayers a refund from the money they're finding that went to places it never should have gone?"
Yes, that is the next step. And that is the next natural step. When you are finding all of this money, when you are taking it back, when you are cutting off future streams of funding, give that back to the American people. Then you will see the economy absolutely explode. And people will once again be able to take out new loans and start new businesses and all the wonderful things that follow when they have more of their own money.
We will attempt to answer that question here on Kale and Company coming up in a few minutes. I'm not sure that we will see that back in our pockets in full or immediately. But if this is part of the process to make sure that Americans get tax cuts and tax breaks in the coming months and years, well, then amen to that and amen to Doge and Elon Musk. But it really is hard to comprehend how liberals today are fighting for the right of unelected bureaucrats to spend billions of our tax dollars in other countries. Seriously, think about it. That's the side you are on? That's what you're filing lawsuits for? That's what you're protesting in the streets over? Because I can't imagine any liberal from the 80s, 90s, or early to mid-2000s having this warped mindset. None of these things benefit America in any way, shape, or form. All this does is put us further into debt as a nation. The left has left for lunch, folks. They have clocked out, and I'm not sure they're ever punching back in. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by the good folks at Piazza Auto Group, where you can experience the difference from Piazza Hyundai of Pottstown and Westchester. Shop their extensive inventory of new and certified pre-owned Hyundai models today, like the Santa Fe, Tucson, and Palisade, online at PiazzaHyundai.com. 855-839-1210 if you would like to jump in on social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, let it rip in our YouTube chat. Give us your comments. YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. All right, Dawn, I'll get your thoughts on this with all the findings that Elon Musk is coming into here, all the brainiacs, all of his little 20-year-old whiz kids that can crunch numbers. $55 billion in less than 4 weeks. Do you think we're ever going to be the beneficiaries of this as far as the findings? Do you think the taxpayer will get a little kickback, or is this merely going to come off of the deficit for our country?
Well, first, I would say this, that as far as Elon Musk, the media did question his Doge title initially, and I had reported that he's a special employee, and how long he's allowed to be there, and there are all of those restrictions for Elon Musk and what he's all about. He's not taking a salary. His own employees are taking a salary, but it's when you think about the fact that they are known in the world. And that's the thing. When Democrats in D.C. started putting them down, his Doge team, there were computer engineers and software programmers worldwide who came back and said, dude, do you realize these are the best of the best in the world?
Mm-hmm.
And defending them. So that's how this is getting done so quickly. And so we've never seen anything like this. As far as whether or not we will see, I mean, I think, you know, wouldn't that be nice if we get we've been damaged. You think about through the pandemic, we should get like Morgan and Morgan, because you're not nobody to me. You know what I mean? But I hope that's why Trump, for example, when he talks about, hey, let's reduce credit cards to a 10% or some kind of a flat fee just for a while. Let people catch up. We've been ripped off. We've been abused. Let people try to catch up with the economy. I hope that kind of thing can go through because all of this is coming out here, and it is shocking.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
You know, I mean, a little bit we might have said, oh, we thought there was government waste. I don't think anybody thought it was trillions of dollars just, we don't know where the money went.
Right. I was watching Kevin O'Leary on CNN last night, and he left the whole panel on that set speechless mm-hmm. by saying, I don't think he's doing enough. He could go further. 10%? No, the hell with that. Trim. Let's try to get 20%. Keep going. They could go from, you know, said agency or department of 10,000 employees down to 300. He says, you know what? No, knock it down to 150 employees. You don't need all of these people in there. And it's just so very rich that, you know, and I get it. Political realignment is a real thing. Republican, Democrat, Democrat, Republican. You look at where the party is policy wise, who the leader is in 2025 versus 2010 versus 2000 versus 1984. Things change. But all of these policies that the media and the Democrats are melting down over, whether it's border, illegal immigration, deportation. We've played the montages of Hillary, of Bill, of Joe Biden as a senator. I mean, if you would just listen to what they're saying, they said the same thing that Trump is saying now. And then the same thing with federal abuse, waste, and fraud. Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, they wanted to do a DOGE concept for the last 25 or 30 years. Yet here it is, Trump and Elon Musk. Oh, by the way, two former Democrats that are putting it out there, but the media and the Democrats are so programmed mm-hmm. to staunchly oppose anything Trump says or does, even if it makes sense and it's something that they used to adhere to and subscribe to, they automatically throw a hissy fit and start raging about it. I mean, Trump could say today is Wednesday, and the Democrats would lose their mind and say, no, it's not, when we all know today is Wednesday. Elon Musk is just doing what Obama and Obama's, we played that clip last week from the Obama bros, whatever they call that podcast. It's actually not that bad. They were basically saying, this is something that we tried to do, we wanted to do, we could have done.
But why didn't they do it?
Right.
Why didn't they? Because when you look at what they're registered as, the vast majority of those government employees, just in general, and you can look by department, are registered Democrats. I should mention as well, and it's ironic, U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan, she had rulings Monday and Tuesday. So yesterday she denied that request mm-hmm. for the temporary restraining order. She wrote, there's not clear evidence of imminent irreparable harm to these plaintiffs. The attorneys general, remember Josh Shapiro had filed in on that. So DOGE goes on. They're being challenged in court. But Nick, I'm just going to say this, that as far as this goes, it's tough. I think it's tougher for Democrats to defend some of this, because the question is, well, where did the money go?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no answer.
Right.
And then to your point about the media, why isn't the media looking into all of this? And then you look at the headlines today, and it's all about, oh, Elon Musk, where's he going next? Mm-hmm. He's looking at Fort Knox. He's looking at Well, why aren't you questioning where the money went? How was it spent?
Yeah.
Why aren't you able to track it?
Yep. There was some stuff last night on social media from people tweeting at Elon Musk after this story came out with all the findings. One individual saying President Trump and Elon Musk should announce a DOGE dividend, a tax refund checks sent to every taxpayer, funded exclusively with a portion of the total savings delivered by DOGE, to which Elon Musk responded. And then this made headlines and became stories around, you know, many publications, left or right. Elon Musk saying, I will check with the president as far as that goes. So you can have $55 billion in savings. The question is, where does it go?
Man, we're still on a deficit.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that all off of the deficit? Does each American that paid into this get $200 back? Well, I don't know the answer.
The Democrats used to care about it because the last time we operated under a surplus was under Bill Clinton. So they used to care about stuff like this. But sometime over the years, we just said, you know what? The hell with it.
Yeah.
Let's just let these debts pile up. And
we'll be dead and gone anyway.
We'll kick it down the road. By the way, Road Warrior in the YouTube chat says the federal government is the largest U.S. employer with 2.4 million employees. Number two, Walmart at 2.1 million. Yep. Number three, Kale and Company.
That's right. Damn right. we have a big payroll and a big step. We're going to have to get Doge in here and trim some of the fat on Kale and Company.
Yeah.
And I'll be the first one to get whacked. 855-839-1210. Wow. Coming up next, Elon Musk and Steve Bannon. Where do you hear Bannon's latest comments? Theories as to why these two are butting heads. And why is Steve Bannon the one seemingly being the aggressor? We'll get into that as we wrap up the first hour next on Kale and Company.
You've heard me talk about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding for years now. I just think the world of the Chapman family team. They have done beautiful work in my home. They'll do the same for you. What you may not know is that Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding can also replace your old roof. Yes, they have you covered, literally. Family-owned and operated Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. They've been around now for more than 30 years, and they have more than 240 reviews. If you look online on social media, Google reviews, DuckDuckGo reviews, which speak to their reputation for quality workmanship, customer service. They spend the time to understand your needs and then educate you on all your options. And they also have financing available. That's nice. It can leverage to make your new roof or other remodeling projects a reality for you. So whether you or somebody you know, you're looking for maybe a new roof, windows, doors, siding, shutters, maybe you need some stucco remediation, give my friends at Chapman a call. Do this. And they're local. So when you call or you text them, yeah, somebody locally here is returning that call or answering the call or your text. 610-431-8898. 610-431-8898, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Look at all the before and after photos, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
If you guys recall, we went on Christmas break, I think December 20th, and when we came back on January 2nd, there was a big uproar between Steve Bannon, Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy over the H-1B foreign worker visas. And those three were fighting like little kids on social media over differing opinions on the way we should move forward with that particular subject. So apparently Steve Bannon on somebody's podcast came out and said the following. I'm reading a recap of this from Mediaite.com. But Steve Bannon spoke to Unheard's James Billett this week and brutally tore into Elon Musk, clearly trying to reignite the MAGA civil war between the Bannon-led base and the billionaire tech bros in President Donald Trump's inner circle. Bannon, a former Trump aide and campaign manager turned podcaster, told this guy that was doing the podcast that Musk is, quote, a parasitic illegal immigrant. He wants to impose his freak experiments and play act as God without any respect for the country's history, values, or traditions. He went on to add that Musk is the one with the power at the moment. And he says, quote, Doge is sitting there with the budget. But where the F are the Doge cuts? We are 30 days away from approving a budget for the entire year with $2 trillion already baked in and not one penny of anything that Doge found. It's ludicrous. So he's going off. He's ranting and raving. And I just have a theory. And I understand the backdrop of this that, you know, Bannon was a Trump MAGA guy from day one, a loyalist, went to jail, the whole bit. So I get it, right? But to me, from afar, not obviously having any relationship or talking with these people, but just observing it like you do on a podcast or seeing the tweets on social media, here's my gut feeling. And I know, Stalker, you raised your hand. You think you have a theory. Dawn, I want to get yours as well. I think Steve Bannon is a little butthurt right now.
Ding, 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 ding.
That Elon has become besties with DJT.
100%.
And I'm not saying I'm anti-Steve Bannon, but Steve Bannon is coming off like a jaded ex-lover, a little in his feelings.
It's like the bro.
Is that the
bro jealousy?
Is that the way you read into it?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so we're in unanimous agreement.
Wow.
So that sucks, actually. We'll go to commercial because there's nothing to debate and argue over, like on a fake sports talk radio show. But like, that was the first reaction I had. And again, like, I think Bannon's a little bit of a gas bag. I give him credit, though, for the fact that he went to jail. I don't know that I would go to jail for somebody else and ride or die like that, but that's just me.
And went to jail and was in solitary confinement.
What was he in, for 4 months, 3 months?
Didn't it
was
he go like twice? Late,
it was late summer, right?
Yeah.
And then he got out right around Election Day or just before, right?
I mean, wasn't he ripping people off?
Yeah, I'm not saying I
loved him. Donating to the wall?
Yeah.
Well,
could very
was,
well be a scumbag.
It was under the, what's it called, FAFA. It's the same foreign agent thing that you're supposed to apply for that, in fact, Hunter Biden was accused of not filing for.
Yeah.
That Hunter Biden could have gone to jail for, by the way.
Now, I don't know what the relationship with Trump and Bannon is like today. I don't know if Trump has kind of distanced himself or they still... I mean, remember, this was a guy that was, you know, basically one of Trump's right-hand men the first time around. So, I mean, obviously, Trump won and was successful. So I think you have to keep Steve Bannon around to some extent, but...
And then they fell out of good graces, and Trump called him Sloppy Steve Bannon, and Steve Bannon has nothing to do with my administration. He never did, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So like most people in Trump's life...
So Trump's in the wrong here, then? You think he maybe kicked Bannon to the curb unfairly?
No. I think that... No.
Okay.
I think that... Your point, I think that he's butthurt that Trump has a new, younger, prettier model.
Yeah. And he goes on to say, and this was something he said months ago, I will have Elon Musk run out of here by Inauguration Day. That was Bannon's vow before Trump took office.
But let us... So the reason, though, he went to jail for the last time around for the 4 months and then got released in late October, Bannon, that is because, remember, Congress, that he got the subpoena about January 6th, and he defied it.
Right.
So it had to do with J6.
Yep. Okay. So
that was the second time.
That's the battle. And I would actually argue that there's... Now, I don't think that Trump and Musk will have a falling out because of Steve Bannon. I mean, you have Trump and Musk, big egos, big bank accounts. I don't think Steve Bannon carries enough. And I understand he's got a massive following and he's got some stroke. But
all of his fans are attacking us in the YouTube chat.
Well, that's fine. But I mean, I look at it this way: Elon Musk,
bunch of butthurt little girls.
Here's what I would say:
YouTube chat, they don't think that that's what this is.
Well, they're probably on Bannon's side. But I would argue this. Now, granted, you had results. Steve Bannon delivered on whatever his specific role was the first time around. I can't sit there and say that he failed Trump in his specific role. I will say, though, Elon Musk, the world's wealthiest man, who comes from the other side of the political spectrum, in my opinion, carries more value to Trump's presidency and his reelection than Steve Bannon did. I mean, if you want to disagree with that, that's fine. But Elon Musk is one of the most influential people across all political spectrums, not just one faction of the Trump base that loves Steve Bannon because he is. And I like the fact that he's super America first, but I'm also not a guy that worships him and thinks he's like, you know, a saint. I mean, he's got a lot of baggage, so he's not the most savory character. Neither is Elon Musk. I mean, Elon Musk has 13 kids from nine different moms. All right. I don't worship any of these madmen.
Four different baby mamas.
Family values.
Could you imagine if Elon Musk was in the NBA, what his label would be? You know what I'm saying? You're between the lines.
Well, we throw out family values as long as they agree with us. Sorry.
No.
But you're saying, Dawn?
No, I think with regard to Steve Bannon, when you listen to him, and he was probably, was that a quote from his podcast?
This was from the Unheard podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know who does that. James Billet, I guess his name is.
When Steve Bannon, when he taught, like his first podcast, if I did watch that whole thing when he first got out of prison in October, I mean, it was bad A. Like it was, and he is impressive. He's a brilliant guy. He's impressive when he speaks. But I don't know. I thought Greg would have admired the fact that he came out and said, well, where's the Doge proof? You know, where's the goods?
I mean, we've uncovered $55 billion.
But wasn't this
what
early
more does
on?
He want?
I guess it was it early on? Is that
no? These comments just came this week.
Yeah, he just gave them yesterday.
Yeah.
So if they're saying all of this, then what's I don't really understand the point.
They're about to approve a giant spending bill again.
And we know Trump wants one big beautiful bill, right? He doesn't want 32 bills. Beautiful. Put it all in the one big beautiful one.
So I think what Bannon is saying in the big picture, in the big scheme of things, even though it's a ton of money that we're talking about, the truth is we still are operating at a deficit. They got to find more. Maybe that's really. And then my other question, I don't have the answer to this. All of these people being laid off, do they get unemployment for a year?
Well, I think the
unemployment benefits.
I think it's that's an interesting question. I would with the 8 months of a full pay buyout, you get that afterwards as well. Oh, then these people are taken care of for close to a year and a half.
So I was even referring to those that have been, because there are massive layoffs, we're told, going on since last Thursday.
Right.
The ones that did not take a buyout.
And Social Security people got whacked yesterday as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they all would get unemployment benefits. So then you have to factor that in because that's a lot of money.
Yeah. I just wish Steve and Elon would sit down and have a old-fashioned and sit back and have a good time and say, you know what, let the media try to divide us. That's my wish. Can't we all just get along? 855-839-1210. Dawn's got some news to kick off the 7 o'clock hour.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.